Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday night Avon Motivational Show. And each week we bring on various guests to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to please like us on Facebook and to share this show with your members of your downline, upline, and people who you think will possibly be a great business partner with you in Avon. Okay, so if you've been following the show, you know that the second week of the month, the second Monday of the month, is when we have our roundtable discussion, and the people on the call that will be participating in the roundtable discussion will be Ellen Edwards, Gillian Clark, as well as myself. So let me give me a minute so I can plug in those guest speakers. Just 1 second.
Hi, Pat. How
Ellen?
Are you?
Hi. How you doing? Good. So I'm glad to see you all are on the call. And today's topic, I know I sent it to you guys a little late, but I think it's an easy topic, but one that is worth discussing is, you know, a lot of times I run into Avon representatives, either those who are still doing Avon, those who used to do Avon, and those who may be thinking about leaving Avon. And a lot of times, you know, the one thing I hear people say, oh, it's too much work. But, you know, it's your business. At the end of the day, it's your business, so you have to do you. You know, if you only have an hour a day or half an hour a week to run your business, it's okay because it's your business. You know, Gillian, you may put more hours in your Avon business than I do, you know, but it's okay because, you know, I have to set the goals that's realistic for me and my lifestyle and what surrounds my lifestyle, just like Ellen would have to pattern her business around her lifestyle. So you can't compare yourself with anyone else. Whatever the amount of time that you want to put into your Avon business, it is up to you. And Ellen, would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. It really does depend on how you want to work the business and how you want to fit it in and around your life.
Absolutely. And I think also, you know, the money aspect. I was talking with someone today, and I was saying, you know, we all want to go on this trip to Las Vegas. You know, one of the things you can do is figure out how much money you need to make that trip happen for you. So if you need an extra $170 or $100, $200, whatever that amount is for you, then you work it backwards. If you need a car, you know, you work the numbers backwards. I mean, it was interesting. I got a call from a woman who told me she was from Ohio, and she needed some, what you call that thing, footwork. She wanted specifically the lotion, and I keep that in stock because I use it myself. So I ran over to my store and I met with her, and she bought the 3 bottles of lotion. That was what she was looking for, and she went on to tell me that she herself is a Avon representative in Ohio. So I asked her how was she doing her Avon business. She said she was doing very well. And so she said, and then she went on to say, I bought my house, I bought my car, and she just made a list of what the things she bought by selling Avon. You know, so if it's a car that's on your wish list, then, you know, you figure how much the car payments are going to be, and if that's $200 that you have to have for a car payment, then you know you have to make enough money so that your commission and your profit is that same $200, which is paid for your car. Would you agree with that healing?
I agree 100%. You know, the thing is, you know, we could kid ourselves so far. The thing is, you know, I was reading an article recently and it says, are you a fake entrepreneur? Are you a fake, are you a real entrepreneur? And, you know, you can kid anybody else you want to kid, but when it comes down to you, you have to sit down and do a soul searching of saying, what do I want? And know you have a plan and you want to get to it and realize that it's not going to happen overnight. And that you have to take the time and effort to make it work. And if you don't take the time and effort, don't expect anybody else to. And the article was pretty informative because it makes you say, you know, those times when you, I see a representative that say, oh, it didn't work. Or, you know, I'll talk to someone. I said, oh, I talked to my cousin. She said, no, it does. You don't make any money. And I say to myself, well, okay. If that's your mindset, are you going to succeed at this? No. You have to go into that person like the person you met who said they're doing great with their business. Had to do with their mindset, had to do with their schedule, had to do with what they wanted to accomplish and get done. Now, mindset is really, really key, but there are a lot of fake entrepreneurs out there that say they're entrepreneurs, but they really aren't. So you have to analyze and say to yourself, what works for me? And what works for me, like you said, Pat, doesn't work for Pat, doesn't work for Ellen, because what God gave me in my greatness inside of me is not the same that he gave you or he gave to Ellen or he gave to anybody else. The thing is to find what that connection is and make it work for you. Now, you got to understand it's going to take time to do that. So if you think it's going to happen overnight, then you're in for a hard road where you probably not will not follow through because it's not going to be difficult. It's going to be a rock termination to succeed. So, you know, that's my little rant there, but I just recently read up on that, and I'm so tired of hearing, you know, oh, my cousin said it didn't work. And I don't care what the network marketing business is or whatever it is. You know, you it's what you put into it and what you want to make it to work. Don't blame anybody else if it doesn't work. Because you didn't work it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I wanted to piggyback a little bit off of that. One of the things when you're recruiting and you're sitting down and you're talking to people, one of the things that we're taught to do, and this is really with any direct sale business, is what is your why? And why are you doing what it is you set out to do? So a lot of times people gloss over that. They don't really think about it. So their why is really not that big. So what ends up happening is you run into what Galen just said about fake preneurs. You know, they talk about, air quotes, having a business, but they really like the idea of it, but they don't want to work to get there. So I go back to, and this is something that you should revisit, if you did it initially, you should go back and look at why did you start the business in the first place. If you can't connect with the why at that point, maybe this is not something you should be doing. Maybe it's just as simple as you need to take a break. Sometimes, you know, you've spent so much time and energy doing something, and maybe it's not working. Maybe it's not working as well as you thought or as fast as you think. Maybe you just need to take a step back and sit down for a minute and think about what you're doing. Because just because you have a lot of activity doesn't mean you're doing the right thing. So I would say to anyone who's listening who's feeling a little out of steam, sit back, revisit why you're doing it, and then look at what you're doing and seeing whether or not what you're doing actually makes sense at this point in time.
I want to add that, you know, sometimes, you know, like the three of us, we all came at the same time. We've been doing Avon 7 years, correct?
Yeah.
You know, thing I lost track of time. I was going to say five, but you could be right.
Yeah, I think we've been doing 7 years. And you know what? The reason why, well, definitely, I can say this for all three of us. The reason why The reason why we came into Avon 3 years, 7 years ago is totally different than the reason why I'm in Avon today. Your why is going to change, and you have to go back and reevaluate why you came into the Avon business in the first place, like Ellen said. But you have to look and see, did you achieve that goal, and did you replace that goal with a new goal? You can have that carrot in front of you, so you can make additional money, so you can keep progressing with the goals that you have set for in your life. So you know, and your first goal may have been, you know, maybe have enough money for gas. Maybe that was your first goal. You've now achieved that. Now you need a new goal. So you know, I think one of the things that we all should do is go back, reevaluate, and then put together a wish list. And it should be something that's realistic, and then work towards the wish list. And that wish list, it can have anything on it. Again, it could be gas. It could be have extra money, have lunch. It could be movie money, so that it could be something just as small as that. Or if you're really pushing the business, it could be a car, you know. Avon, you can make enough money to make a car payment per month, and maybe that's what should be on your wish list. Or it could be a vacation. But whatever it is, have a realistic wish list and work towards that goal. And then once you have achieved that goal, then go back and make up another goal, so that you're constantly growing. And Ellen, you're big on this. We all read the book with God on Mitchell in reference to charting your activities. Can you talk a little bit, and we talked about this before, but can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a personal performance checklist, and you make a list and you assign points to it. And I believe that it was – I can't remember the exact points per day. I'd have to go back and look it up. But you want to achieve certain things through a day. So what we do is we move through the day thinking that we've done all these things, but you want to concentrate on things that are actually going to move your business forward and make you more mm-hmm. productive and achieve your goals. So basically what you do is you check off what you've done for the day and whatever the points are assigned to it. And if you come up, I'm just going to make up this number, if the points for the day were 20 points and you've only done enough to satisfy 10, then you realize that you're not working efficiently and effectively to get to those points per day. And it could be something like, did I make prospecting calls, or did I make recruiting calls, or did I check with my customers to see those people that are on my list that they are let's say, skincare customers. Is it time for them to renew, refill their orders, because you should be keeping track of when they should approximately be running out. Did I send out the brochures to the people that buy maybe from me online, that I send out books to every campaign? So it's just a checklist to keep you targeted and focused on what it is that you said that you wanted to do.
Very good. Thank you so much for that, Ellen. And you'll be amazed. You know, sometimes we think we're working so hard, and we're hardly working because we get distracted with other things. You know, your goal may have been today to make maybe 10 calls to your client, or to do a lit drop in one particular neighborhood or one building. But then what happens? You know, you get a call because maybe your child had a problem in school and you didn't complete that task. And then you kind of forget that you didn't complete that task. And so now you're wondering why things are not working out. It's because you didn't go through the checklist to see how you are coming along in terms of doing things on a daily basis. And whatever that time period is that you set for yourself, again, an hour, 2 hours, a half hour, 20 minutes, whatever that time you set aside for yourself, you'll find that maybe you didn't do that because something else got in the way. Okay, I really find very, very helpful for me is that sometimes you don't realize the money that you're making, so because we spend it as fast as we get it. So one of the things that I do, I put every dime in the bank. If I collect $20 a day, I go to, before I come home, I stop by Chase ATM machine, and I put that $20 in the bank. And but when I come home, and even if it's $5, I go to Chase Bank, and I put that $5 in the bank. But when I come home, I chart, I have a chart for the month, and the days of the week is on the left-hand side, and I put how much money I made for that day. I think one of the problems that people say that they don't make enough money is because they are their best customers when it comes to Avon. Gillian, can you talk a little bit about that?
I agree with that. If you don't have a plan of how you're going to do this, you're destined for it. It's a hard road. I'm not going to say you're going to fail. It's going to be a really, really, really hard road. And to piggyback on what both of you said, there's two things that you should know. Really, it's three. But one thing is you're not alone. That's one good thing about the Avon business, and I think with any network marketing or direct sales. You have an upline. You have a manager. If you need the help and you're not sure about what you want to do, or you're going through that bad spell and you don't know where to start to begin, you reach out to someone, and if you have to have that person to say, listen, make me accountable, that might work sometimes, that you have an accountability person that's going to show you or say, okay, did you do what you said you want to do? They're not going to babysit you, because all they're going to do is let you know, like, you know, you want me to follow up with you, follow up. And sometimes that does help. I find that I have an online accountability person that's in England, and she and I, we talk during the day, you know, through the computer about what our goals are and what we accomplished for the day. So, you know, that's something you should think about too. But you can't be your best customer before you even have any money. That's like saying, I'm gonna want to save up for a car, but I'm taking cabs every day. You know, it just doesn't work. The other thing, too, which I find, is that I've just changed my schedule around, and that's where I said I've got an accountability partner. I just started this thing called scribbing, which means you write down things. You know, Ellen mentioned that sheet that talks about what you do per hour. If you can write down what your plans are, plan your day, what's going to happen, you're not always rushing or trying to get done things. And if things go over, you can understand. But once you write down, and not a lot of goals, what is your goal for this week? And then break it down daily. At 2 o'clock, I take lunch. I'm going to spend 15 minutes. But I will do that every single day consistently and make those strong 15 minutes. And I'm talking about like 15 minutes. But you got to start somewhere. Then break it down.
Absolutely.
I got to do a half an hour. I got to do an hour. And another, this is my third thing, is that I just changed around how I do things. I was always a late person, staying up late at night. One thing I've learned recently is that a lot of people that are out there and they're doing very well, that are very wealthy, are doing one thing similar. They get up very early in the morning and start their day. Their day is planned out on what they're going to do for the day. Sometimes by 9, 10 o'clock, they have accomplished what we want to accomplish all day long, because they planned their day. They planned beginning in the morning. They do their meditation, their prayer, reading from their Bible. They've done a quick little type of exercise. They've done their affirmations. They've done their visualization of what they think they want to do for the day, for the month. What they have planned, it's planned. It's not by luck or the seat of your pants. It's planned. So by the time you're out the door, you have accomplished some things. And you don't need hours. You really don't need hours. You need consistency. And that's one of the things that I'm finding that's helping me to get better. And it's a process. But, I find that changing what I'm doing and how I'm doing it is making it better. And like you said too, Pat, is that, you know, you're writing down your expenses, because that's the way you need to do it.
And you need to know where every dime is going, every penny is going.
Absolutely.
You go with coffee in the morning. Do you need to have that coffee? Can you buy coffee and have your coffee and put it in a, buy the cup if you want to have a Starbucks cup and make your cup of coffee at home and put it in your Starbucks cup that you have and bring it into the office. Save your money that way. If you're taking and you're saying you want to go and you want to take and do this trip or you want to plan something and you want to say, okay, I need to do this, that, whatever, I want to buy myself that gorgeous outfit I saw in the Markbook. How much does it cost? How many customers do you have to have? How much do you have to sell to get it? It's a plan. It's a process. And being consistent with it, I think, is much better than not having a plan and just doing what you're doing. Because you're doing what you're doing, and you keep on doing it, and it doesn't work, means you got to change something.
Absolutely. And Ellen, how much you said you saved bringing your own coffee?
Oh, well, it's funny you should say that. I'm going to reverse it slightly. I was bringing my own coffee, and then I decided that it made sense for me to buy my coffee because the place I bought my coffee from was a woman who owned this bagel shop, and she allowed me to put my booklets out. So I took the price of the coffee as rental space money, and so I would go get a cup of coffee every day and put my books in there, and I had them in there for a couple of years. The savings part came initially when I had stopped, before I even knew her, I had stopped buying coffee out, and I think it came to $40 a month. That's a lot of money. You start adding up coffee.
That's $480 mm-hmm. a year. That's $480 a year.
Exactly. So I believe in follow your dollar. So, you know, if I were spending money with her, she would help me, and that's actually how it worked out. Now, there are a lot of places that let you put your stuff in for free, and I would do that also. But this particular place, I wanted to reciprocate. So I bought her, and she allowed me to put my books in, and then people bought from me, and also she did. So, so yes.
It works this way. One of the other things I want to – oh, hold on. I just lost my train of thought. I just lost my train of thought in terms of, oh, God. I just can't believe I just lost my train of thought. It was so important. Anyway, when I'm traveling about, I see everybody and their mother on their cell phones. Everybody. Everybody's on their cell phone. You know, and I'm sure everybody who's listening to this call today, tomorrow, whatever, are the same. They are on their cell phone. And I don't know if people realize, but Avon now has a Avon social media app. If you're on your Facebook, if you're on your cell phone that much, then why not take this, send an app out once a day? And they have different apps. They have apps that have videos. They have apps that, they have, in the app, they have videos about certain products. They have offers to become an Avon representative. They talk about the various skincare. These are something, since you're already on Facebook anyway and you're glued to your phone, I mean, this is something you could do and hit the button. It takes 2 seconds to hit the button, and it will have your link embedded into the advertisement, and you can get customers that way. I know a lot of Avon representatives who are doing their business just on Facebook, so you can do that as well. Anybody want to speak on that, Gillian or Ellen? Gillian, you want to speak on that?
About using the app?
Yes, the Avon social media app.
I think that that if you're an Avon representative and you're not taking and using what the company has already that seems to be working, it's kind of silly. And it, not only that, you're like you said, everybody has a phone. Everybody's using their phone. Everybody's taking that to socialize. You know, recently I was on Sunday. I went to a barbecue, and one of the things I knew is going to be a lot of people at this barbecue, maybe 40 or 50 people. And I know that they need Bug Guard. You know, that's something that we have that's pretty famous. So I bought some bug guard, and I gave it to the one can to the hostess. And I bought some extra mm-hmm. things with me, and I put a book. I bought 4 books and 4 magazines with me. Well, let me tell you something. I was the friggin' hit of the party. I mean, I had so many people that wanted to order, not only bug guard, but what do you think I should do for my skin? What do you think I should do for my wrinkles? And one thing I have to tell you is that honesty, when you talk to someone and that person says, well, you know, I'm using this, and my first question is, and do you like it? And they say, I really like it a lot. And I said, all these women here, then why would you want to change? I'm not going to force somebody to change and make them think that I'm trying to sell them something. By doing just that comment, I got about $400 in orders. And, of course, because I had my phone and because I have the app on the phone, right then and there, I took everybody's email. I entered it onto my website. They told me what orders and what things they wanted. Some of them were seniors. And, you know, I took their orders. But the others, I'm like, you know, free, put in the code. And I forgot what the code I gave them. And I said, and I stayed right there with them. And they placed orders. And I was so, like, so glad and happy that I decided to do that and to share that and to have the app on my phone. So I was ready to start what I had to do. My plan wasn't to go there to sell. My plan was to go there and have a good time. But that doesn't mean you can't do that at the same time. That's what I just wanted to share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just make it very clear to those who are listening, there are two apps that Avon has. One app is your Avon, I guess your, is, for the lack of a better word, is your Avon back office, where you put your customers in, you could send them email, like, I'm not sorry, you could have your address book there for your customers, you can place their orders through that particular app. Then Avon has the second app, which is brand new, is the Avon social media app. So, and I have a Samsung, so I download, I'm pretty sure they have one for the iPhone. So go into your Apple Store or your Play Store and look for those two apps. They're both pink with a white lettering for Avon, and download them. And you know that could be that it only takes you a second to send out that app onto your Facebook. Not your app, an advertisement to your Facebook. So if you only have 15 minutes, that's a second of your 15 minutes that you can do doing that. You're on your own phone anyway, so you might as well go ahead and shoot out an app to all your family and friends, and always ask them to share that information with others.
And you know, another thing, Pat, if you know what, like, you know, your cousin or this client or this person you know that's on Facebook or a friend, and you see that there's jewelry that you know, like, you know, God, they would love that. You tag them, put them in there, tag them and tell them, listen, this is on sale right now. This is awesome. I'm sending this to you because I think that you will, like, flip out with this. And that sending to them and making them think that they're special because they are is what's going to make them probably buy from you.
So the bottom line is that, you know, I think a lot of times we get in our own heads, we get in our own way, and we make things harder than what it is. You're talking to, you have three people who are talking to you today that's doing 9 million things, and we all have jobs. You know, it's so funny. I was talking to one of the district managers, and she knows how hard I work. And just in passing, I said, yeah, I got to go to work. And she looked at me and said, you got a job? I said, yeah, I got a job.
I kind of forget sometimes I have a job. But yeah, I have a job. So, you know, so don't think that, you know, Ellen and Gillen and Pat, you know, we have leisure time. There's nobody on earth that I know that works harder than the three of us on this phone. I call Gillen sometime at night, 8 o'clock at night, and Gillen is at her job grinding. yet she's out there pushing her Avon products. Ellen's doing nine million jobs and relocated, and is still pushing her Avon business. So there's no excuse.
Ellen. That's an excuse that people use. It's so funny. One day we were somewhere and someone started talking about how busy they were. So we let them finish saying what they said. And then I said, well, I'm going to tell you what my day was like and what we did today. And they sat there with their mouth open because they were shocked. It was like, because we don't sit down and talk about, woe is me. We just get it done and we just do it. So I think from the outside, it looks like life is just wonderful and we're just floating through. I know I used to go to work, had to be to work at 8:30 in the morning. Fortunately, I got off at a reasonable hour. So I get off at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I come home. I get home by 6:15, and by 6:30, 7 o'clock, I was back at the computer, and I was working for another 4 hours, and I would do this almost every single night.
Yeah.
And people don't see that because – and The Bachelorette, and they're watching The Bachelor, and they're watching all these things, and then they say they don't have enough time. Well, you know what? Time, but you choose to spend your time doing something else.
And you know, my mother will say,
"Oh,
the people on TV are the people on TV already made their money."
Amen to mom. Amen to mom.
So, you know, you really, you know, and I tell you, one time I was watching Shark Tank, and one young lady, I love this show, and this one lady came and she was pitching her business, and she was giving her all her heart, and she was this and that and the other, and Mark asked her, this is the guy who owns the basketball team, yeah, he said to her, "What's your grind?" And the girl said, "What's that?" He said, "I'm out."
Women, and for that reason, I'm out.
Yeah, you have to have a grind. Her mouth was like, she was like, in a day, she didn't know what happened because she didn't know what a grind was. He said, for that reason, I'm out. So everyone, so you know, we know we're laughing, and you know, it's at the end. The bottom line, people, you have to make a decision on one, what's your why? Like Ellen said, you know, chart your goals down. Like Gillen said, figure out where your money is. Don't waste your money. And number two, be true to yourself. You know, figure out how much realistically you can devote to your time to this business, and then be consistent, like Gillen said, be consistent with that time. If you can only give an hour a day, then that's it. No one's going, this is your business, no one's going to kill you, no one's going to, the Avon monster's not going to come running to your house to get you. You know, it's your business. So, you know, do it, do your business, do the best that you can be like Donald Mitchell said, when she decided she was doing Avon, she was running around because her husband had split with her and left her with an infant and a toddler, and her son told her that he wanted her to be the best Avon lady that she can be. And you know what? She took her toddler's advice. And how much she makes, how much she's worth, Gil, you know?
I don't remember, her team brings in $9 million. I don't remember the exact number now. But a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Mucho dinero. That's what this put in. Mucho dinero.
Since you're on that subject, you know, tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day. A lot of people have been hearing about that. Donna Reed Mitchell's book is on there. I think there's a copy. I think even a used copy is $4.99. It has that chart that I was talking about, the list. And basically what it is focusing you on the activities that are money producing or income producing. So if anyone's interested, they might want to get on there tomorrow and order the book.
Absolutely. I think all three of us have the book, and I can't remember. What was the title of the book?
That's because it was at the meeting. It's called the, hold on, because I was actually in, I'm on here. I think it's good heavens, I just had it up on my screen. Oh, Accelerated Success.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called
Accelerated Success, and paperbacks are from $4.99, so you can buy it used for $4.99 if you want. And then I think tomorrow's Prime Day. So anyway, check it out.
And the other book, if it's on, but The View from the Top, that's what you call The View from the Top? That's another nice book to read from the Avon Rep.
Well, there's The View from the Top, which we all read, and there's Build It Big. And those are also on Amazon.
Excellent. Thank you so much to that, Ellen, for sharing. And next week, hopefully we get it together. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But next week we will have Lori on the call, so I won't be speaking. Lori will be our guest speaker, and she actually works at Avon Corporate. She's at 777 Third Avenue, and she is the person who is responsible for the Living catalog. So very exciting. Spread the word. I will be sending out invitations through Facebook, and I'll be sending out stuff early. But again, Lori will be on our guest speaker from Corporate. So spread the word. So Ellen and Gielan, thank you so much for being on the call and sharing these golden nuggets with the Avon representative who are listening. And for those who are listening, don't be discouraged. We all have our down moments. If something happens to all of us, the three of us on this call, I mean, things have happened. And that's just the nature of the game. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, you move forward, and you do things your way. That's all I can tell you. Okay, everyone, have a good week. Next week, next Sunday, is we thought getting your orders together. Okay, everyone, make it happen. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay.